Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I'm glad your store carries the new EPG8 smartphone. I've been waiting a long time to get it.
Yes, there's been a lot of interest in this phone.
What colors does it come in?
3, white, black, and gold. However, since the phone has been in such high demand, our store doesn't have all 3 colors in stock now.
Oh, what colors do you have?
Let's see. We have black phones, but no white or gold. We can place an order from the warehouse.
The black phone looks nice. I think that's the one I'll get.
Okay. Follow me to the register and I'll ring up your purchase. Then I'll activate the device for you.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What does the man ask about? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Charlie. The driver who usually delivers our merchandise to the JM Cuisine store is out today. Do you think you could make his 4 o'clock delivery for him this afternoon?
All right, but I've never made any deliveries to that store before, so I'll need some directions. How do I get there from our warehouse?
I suggest taking Route 5 and getting off at the 6th Street exit. Once you're there, don't forget to have the store manager sign the delivery confirmation form.
Number 35. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 36. What does the man say he needs? Number 37. What does the woman remind the man to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling about the International Food Expo next month. I tried to sign up online for a display space, but I couldn't submit the form. Are you accepting any more registrations?
I'm sorry, but we're currently having some problems with our website. But I can register you by phone. Is this your first time attending the expo?
No, I had a booth last year. In fact, I'd like to have the same exhibit location again, if possible.
Let me check. What name was the registration under? I can look up the records from last year and see if that space is still available.
Number 38. What is the woman trying to do? Number 39. What has caused a problem? Number 40. What information does the man ask the woman for? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tricia. I was just looking over the advertisement that you finished for Jenning Bank, and you did a wonderful job.
Thanks. It was a great campaign to work on.
Would you consider joining my team for our new contract with Circle Bookings? They're a popular travel website, and they're looking to expand their market with some new advertisements.
It sounds exciting, but at this point, I really can't say. I have a meeting with my manager tomorrow morning, though.
Okay. Would it help if I stop by your meeting and go over the details with both of you? This way, your manager will know what the project entails.
That sounds good.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the woman mean when she says,
I really can't say?
Number 43. What does the man propose? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about renting a furnished apartment from your agency. I'll be in Kiev for 2 months on business, and I'd rather stay in an apartment than a hotel.
We'd be happy to help you. Can you tell me a little more about what you're looking for?
My office is in the city center on Pushkinska Street, and I want to be within short walking distance of it. I'd like a one-bedroom apartment that has internet and cable television. Do you think you might be able to help me with this?
We do have several rental properties in that area, though I'll need to check their availability. What are your exact arrival and departure dates?
Number 44. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 45. What does the man say about his office? Number 46. What information does the woman request? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Coulson, I'm a journalist for Health and Wellness magazine. May I ask you a few questions about the new employee wellness program that you introduced at your company? I've heard wonderful things about it.
Sure, thank you. Well, basically we focused on changes to our employee cafeteria. We hired Capers Caterers to create healthy menu options. They now provide all of the food for the cafeteria.
So what about costs? Doesn't that make the program very expensive?
Well, yes, it does, but we feel the increase in cost is worth it in terms of employee health and morale.
Number 47. Who is the woman? Number 48. What has the man recently done? Number 49. What does the man say about the cost of the program? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I can't wait to hear William McGraw's speech today. I've read so many of his articles on risk management. I think this is one of the best business management conferences I've ever attended.
I know, and there are so many people here. It looks like the only available seats are here in the back. Let's just sit in this row.
The last row? I think we can do better. I'd like to see the slides that go with the presentation up close.
Oh, don't worry about that. Look over there. There are presentation handouts piled up close to the front entrance. I'll get a copy for you if you'd like.
Number 50. What type of event are the speakers attending? Number 51. Why does the woman say,
I think we can do better?
Number 52. What does the man say about the presentation handouts? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Jeremy Sato. I was a patient at your medical clinic, but I recently moved to Kyoto. I requested that my records be sent to my new doctor here, but they haven't received them yet.
Mr. Sato, yes, I see the request in your file, but because it's not signed, we haven't been able to transfer your records.
Oh, I must have forgotten to sign it. I don't need to come in to do that, do I?
No, I can email the form to you. Just sign it and send it back by express mail.
Number 53. What type of business is the man calling? Number 54. What problem does the woman mention? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
To start today's meeting, I'd like to talk about the recent drop in sales for our vitamins. Does anyone have any ideas?
You know, what we really should do is start advertising on social media websites. That would increase our client base and give Nectar Vitamins a more modern image. Bob, didn't you create ads for social media at your last job?
Yes, I did. I was responsible for promoting all of our products online.
That's great. Well, Bob, would you be willing to present some tips on online advertising at our next team meeting?
Sure, I can do that.
Number 56. What problem does the company have? Number 57. What does the woman suggest? Number 58. What does the woman ask Bob to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Tan. Didn't your company use Zane Staffing Company to find a lot of your employees? Are you happy with the service they provide?
Yes, we've used Zane several times to find qualified temporary help.
Now that it's summer, my landscaping business is getting pretty busy. I'd like to hire a few part-time employees to help with some of our larger outdoor jobs.
Oh, actually, Zane focuses on filling office jobs, so I don't think that their company would be the right one for you. I'm sure if you look on the internet, you'll find a company that specializes in staffing for landscaping work, though.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. What type of business does the woman own? Number 61. What does the man suggest? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Tom, there's a new theater production opening at the Town Playhouse, and some of us from work are planning to go. Are you interested?
Sure. I've heard it's a good play. How much do tickets cost?
It depends. Look, here's the information. We already have more than 10 people interested, so we should qualify for that price.
That's certainly reasonable. Would that be for this weekend?
Yes, after work on Friday. Do you want to go?
Sure. Are you going to order the tickets?
No, Mary Jones in the finance department is. You could give her a call and let her know to include you.
Number 62. What type of event are the speakers discussing? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What ticket price will the speakers probably pay? Number 64. What does the woman suggest the man do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and room schedule.
Mr. Schaefer, the president of Greenwich Industries, just called. He's looking for a new law firm to represent his company, and he wants to come in on Thursday afternoon at 3 to discuss our legal services.
That's exciting news. Greenwich Industries is a huge company, and they'd be our biggest client. Could you please reserve conference room A for the meeting? It's our nicest room.
Actually, I already tried to, but that meeting room's already booked at 3.
Let me take a look. Ah, it's been reserved by Greg. Well, I'm sure Greg wouldn't mind using room B instead.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give him a call and ask him if he's willing to make that change.
Number 65. Where do the speakers work? Number 66. Look at the graphic. According to the man, what event is Greg in charge of? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hey, Jenny, is the internet working on your computer?
Yeah, I'm not having any issues with it.
Well, I can't connect to it, so I can't see my email. Did the one with the latest budget report come yet?
Let's see. Yes, here it is. Do you want me to send a response?
That won't be necessary, but could you print it out for me? I need a copy of the budget report for the meeting this afternoon.
Number 68. Why is the man unable to access his email? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Who sent the email the speakers are referring to? Number 70. What does the man ask the woman to do?